Hello, American Business. I'm your host of Offbeat Business TV. This is Susan Hamilton, and you're listening to the Offbeat Business Show on OBBM Radio Dallas. Hey, today I'm talking with Donnie Bovine, and he's sharing some really fantastic information about building your business.
You're listening to the Offbeat Business Show. Rebuilding American business influence locally, nationally, and abroad. Bringing you experienced insight for a strong, influential brand and successful life in business. Here's your host, Susan Hamilton.
How many of you know we don't get enough success information? You might think you do, but you got a lot of people out there that really aren't walking the walk.
Right.
They're not talking the talk. They may tell everybody else to set goals, but you can hear from them year after year after year, and they're in the same exact place they were before.
Right.
And with the saturation of business coaching information out there, Donnie, it's hard to know what really, really matters. But friends, we represent you, the authentic voice of American business. That means you're building your business while you're taking care of your kids, you're taking care of your parents. Matter of fact, 80% of American micro to small business tend to be family-owned businesses of 9 employees or less. That means you also have a veteran or active duty. Thank you for your service, Donnie.
My honor.
In your family or workspace, and over 30% of us have an addict in our family or workspace, and in Dallas County, that would not surprise me if it's not closer to 50%. So our distractions are crazy. We don't have time to mess around with information and coaching and that turns into a distraction
right.
If we're A, not using it, or B, not trusting it. So there's some follow-through we need to be doing. And
absolutely.
Donnie's going to teach us how to be a little bit more badass in our approach.
I'm glad you said it first. I told you, you guys need to know I am a former Marine, and I don't say that to get any sort of congrats or anything. I just tell you it's going to be a little bit salty with me as we go through this. So just be prepared and stand by. Profanity is going to fly out of my mouth. It's just who I am. If I try and cover that up, then it's not going to be me. So, I love how you made the intro. A lot of people have this dream, they have this vision, they have this thing that they want to do, and some of them are doing it. They've done the entrepreneur path, and they've
right.
actually gone out there and done it, but there's other people that have that dream, right? They're sitting in that company, they're not enjoying life, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they got this huge fear that's just holding them back, and they just won't take that leap. I'm sure you are too. I read a ton of books. I got a library at the mile wide. Plus I listen to all the audiobooks and everything else out there. And it's to your point, a lot of people hear things and they won't react. They won't take the minute to actually plunge forward and go be a badass. And I truly believe that everybody's got this level of badassery in them, right? They've got this like inner flame, this inner fire, this inner drive to actually go and be and do something. But for whatever reason, something just continues to hold them back.
Well, for all those reasons I previously described, those things tend to chip away at some confidence.
Absolutely.
They really, really do. Distraction after distraction can tend to take a very powerful person and reduce them like tinfoil. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. That's why it's so important in the business community for those of us that are experiencing a level of success to reach out and pull those people in alongside of us so that they can hear the things that they need to get back up.
Absolutely. And what people don't understand is courage actually creates confidence.
Mm.
People always want to think that I would need to be confident to do before I do something. Well, it works just the opposite. You
Absolutely.
Actually do. You take the courage to try and you actually do it, and then confidence comes. And then after that, the motivation starts kicking in, right? And then your attitude starts to rise, and you'll find that action continues to drive your attitude, which just makes everything explode. Right. And so if you can work with yourself or even your employees and help them to take the courage and take on bigger risks, do bigger things, do more in general, it allows them to build up that confidence level that they need to have so they can be more badass for your company.
Well, that's huge. That's huge because how many of us have a disengaged workforce? What we really need to do is inspire them to move forward in spite of all these things.
Right.
Because guess what? If we're waiting for everything to get perfect before we do it, it ain't gonna happen. You're not going to change a thing in your business or in your life until, like you said, you take that initiative and take those steps. Because it happens in the walking.
Right.
It happens in the walking. You don't. It doesn't happen. You don't have grace to sit there. You have grace to get up and walk. Go. We got some challenges out there, and we can meet them. That's what I want you to get excited about today.
Well, and you also got to think, you always said the grace, you know, that walk that you're talking through, it's never going to be a pretty thing.
No.
Right? Because you're going to stumble, you're going to fall, things are going to happen, you're going to completely screw up, fail. But, you know, it's only a failure if you give up. Right? It's not a failure if you keep plowing forward and keep driving at it and keep continuing to go, right? So what holds people back, they keep thinking of, you know, got to have the confidence to move forward. It's those small stumbles along the way, right? Those small stumbles they take as a big hit. When it's usually anything in that small stumble will be that thing they look back from 10 years from now and be like, God, that really wasn't anything in the first place, you know? So it's about teaching them how to have stronger and better and more confident, you know, conversations with themselves and everybody around them.
You know, there's so many people that we just have a litany, especially in American business, of all of these people, these amazing people out there that have gone through these huge challenges. Now, you know their name today, but you don't know it had they not been known for some significant failures, and they'll tell you, right? They're not afraid to share their failures. I think that's a powerful piece.
That is.
You know, go ahead and speak it out. That's let people realize what it looks like to fall, because that is really the chief place to stand.
Absolutely.
It gives you a platform.
And along those lines, I mean, think about every small business owner out there. You know, they had to take that first personal leap to, you know, put up their own shingle and say, hey, I'm starting a business, right? But along the way, wouldn't it be cool if they were out there telling their own story, like you're talking about, and sharing their knowledge of those pitfalls they went through and the things they went through, but how they overcame them so they could get bigger? I mean, I work with a ton of clients that are doing this thing right now. And some of them, I hate the word disruption because it's just overused right now.
True that.
But there are a lot of people that are disrupting the way that things are being done. You got guys that are disrupting marketing. You got CEOs that are disrupting, you know, service-based businesses and roofing and everything else. I mean, I got a gentleman right now that I'm coaching, helping him go onto the big national speaking stages, that he is completely changing the way that roofers do business. Unfortunately, roofers tend to get a very bad rap when it comes to how they run their business. You know, a storm comes in, people go knock on doors, people are getting taken advantage of. He's eliminating all that, right? He's making sure it's proper business where people are paying deductibles. There's no door knocking. His salespeople are actually fed lead because they're doing proper marketing and getting their name out there. They're doing it through networking. And he's out on platforms now going to teach other people how specifically that they can run an ethical business. When for years they haven't been able to have that choice. You know, so if more people would do that and share your stories like you're talking about, so that we can actually learn from their lessons in their business, I think it would encourage a hell of a lot more people to jump in the game in the first place.
Well, and what you're talking about specifically in those types of industries, we have got a huge, huge problem in our communities when you're looking at a 30% addiction rate across the board and incarceration rates. I think the addiction rates are much higher. You've got people that have questionable backgrounds and then don't get hired. But some of these industries are wonderful to help somebody get on their feet again, because a lot of times, as you know, as a Marine, man, you got to sweat some stuff out now. You got to sweat some stuff out. You got to be willing to push yourself. And that mental ability to push yourself to that next level really accelerates what you're doing and can help clean you up. So these people, we can really reframe and retrain brains when they are active. And if we can show business owners how to be strong in that space, because speaking is the fastest way to grow their business. So thank you for teaching him that. I'm thrilled about that. Because then you can you go out there and he's teaching other ones, and we realize, hey, why don't we do this stronger? Why don't we make a bigger statement? Because we all want it. We're not a safer community when we've got ex-offenders out there who can't get a job and can't get a place to live. Where do you think they're going?
Right.
We got to start looking at how do we rehabilitate our communities. A strong business is one of the first places to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, even along the lines of the people you're talking about, you look at the veteran pool out there. There are so many veterans that have transitioned, you know, from military life now to civilian life. And unfortunately, a business a lot of times looks at those guys like they have no skill set. Like they're not prepared to move into a corporate seat. And I would challenge that they're actually a lot more prepared than a lot of your college guys.
I would too.
Your college kids, nothing against them, God love them, right? But they've gone through and they've got the books knowledge, they got the books smarts, but they don't have the prepared work ethic yet, right? They haven't learned to take orders, do the job, and to, you know, proceed through until that job and task is done. And you'll find that your veterans, man, those guys know how to climb. They had to get promoted in the military just the same as you get promoted in the company. And it's from badassery. It's from kicking butt. It's from doing all the things I need to do to kick a little bit more ass in life and go bigger. And if you get these guys when they're just out and they're still young and they're hungry, man, you can turn them into a champion for your company that would just blow your mind about how awesome they could be and continue to grow your business. But I also want to talk about, you know, you said public speaking is the fastest way to grow your business, and I couldn't agree more. Look, guys, you can take any person in a room and put them in front or put them on a stage, and they look like a genius. I've seen a lot of terrible, terrible speakers out there.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, they're still in front of the room. And because they're still in front of the room, people see them as some sort of level of expert, and they're still growing their businesses. And if you're scared to get on stage, you know, call guys like me or go to a Toastmasters program or something. But go get out there and get on stage, because you'll grow your business faster than you can even believe.
And it's going to be scary.
Yeah.
But anything you do to grow is going to be scary. So the idea that that you're somehow going to grow your business and not have to go through some fear-based issues is pretty slim. So take on those things
right.
that make you scared. And I think that's one of the things our veteran community really brings to
Absolutely.
The table. You're trained to look at these things that would normally immobilize other people and move right through them.
Absolutely.
And I couldn't be more excited about that and the approach that you're taking with the skill set that you have to bring us through. Friends, we are going to take a short break. Are you enjoying this conversation with Donnie as much as I am? Friends, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about why I feel that way about what we're sharing with Donnie here today. And right now, here are a few of our sponsors. This is Susan Hamilton. You're watching Offbeat Business TV and listening to the Offbeat Business Show.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches. Video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
And we're back. Hi, this is Susan Hamilton. I'm your host of Offbeat Business TV, and you're listening to the Offbeat Business Show on OBBM Radio Dallas. I'm talking with Donnie Bovine, and we're talking about growing your business and success strategies, because
right.
as a success coach, Donnie brings his military training and his significant 18 years of history motivating other businesses to increase their productivity. So this is an exciting conversation.
It is.
I love what you're bringing to the
nice.
Table. And one of the things that I enjoyed about listening to you teach the first time I heard you
Uh-oh.
Is how really well skilled you are at like you mentioned in our earlier half of starting in one place, getting from A to B
right.
with a specific approach. Now a lot of people say that. I watched you do it.
I
watched you put it together, and I started implementing some of those strategies
nice.
In my business, and it absolutely made a difference, not only to the speed at which I could get things done, but also my mindset surrounding those issues, because I think all of us really have something in our growth that challenges us.
Right.
Then it can be a brick wall, or we can bust through it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's fun. A lot of people, you know, they bring me in to do presentations, and the first thing they always ask me is, what do you want to speak about? And I'm like, I don't have a presentation. And they're like, what do you mean you don't have a presentation? I'm like, I'm not going to bring in some canned diatribe PowerPoint and try and teach a room. I'm just going to stand in front of the room and go, okay, what are you struggling with? You know, what are your problems? What are your issues? And it always, you know, for me, it seems to go back to sales because of my history of doing sales training. But what I find in doing that is you get the real questions from the crowd, things they're really struggling with. And I'm not up there just trying to blow smoke up their ass the entire time while they're, you know, watching my PowerPoint. I did this earlier this week for an organization. And while we were there talking, It was just a lot of fun. This gal had this small little figurine. She actually prints 3D figurines, and she's selling these out of an antique mall. And just through the process and her questions, we were able to figure out, tell her obviously she's in the wrong location and doing the wrong thing. But if I'd had some sort of canned PowerPoint, we would have never gotten to her specific issue, right? So a lot of times, and I got a ton of public speaking coming up here in the near future, but and all those events that I'm doing, it's all, you're not going to see a PowerPoint. You're not going to see that. A lot of times I'm just a guy in front of the room and allow you just to hurl questions at and just give some real world raw advice. A lot of people like to say, Donnie, the best way to describe you is kind of jarhead gentle, because you're direct, you're blunt, but you're not an ass about it. So that's how I coach. That's how I train. That's how I talk to people, is literally I'm going to tell them the things that they don't necessarily want to hear, but they have to hear. Right? It's the things they're hiding from. And it's like running a business. As soon as you have that fear, right? Anything that pops up in your company, your business that's holding you back, for me, that's a universe popping in and saying, dude, charge ahead. Put your head down, get after it. Because when those things pop up, it's time to move forward. It's time to get it done. And kick a little ass while you're at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, it can be done. I don't know that the universe tells me anything, but I know we've got a spirit that tells us to, and we've got to really tune in and listen to that, because there's so much more going on here. We are in business at a time in American history like none other. We can actually grow at a space, and you have to start asking yourself, why? What's this all about? Well, this is about the fact that America feeds the world. There right. couldn't be a more important time to rebuild American business influence locally, nationally, and abroad. We don't have time to screw around right. with living small, working small, being happy. If you can just make payroll, friends, it's not enough. Right. It's the wrong attitude, and it's not about being greedy. This idea, even in mainstream Christianity, that there's some kind of humility with making just enough. Is ridiculous. It's the wrong attitude. It's right, absolutely totally. Wrong, because you can actually make a difference with your business when you embrace that we can get things done.
Yeah. Jen Sincero, if you haven't read, has got a great book out right now. It's called You're a Badass at Making Money. She originally wrote the book You're a Badass. Phenomenal read. But You're a Badass at Making Money, she talks specifically about that, is it's not greed. Mm-mm. It's your ability to make enough money that you can do all the things you want to do. And I'm not talking about buying boats and yachts and all that stuff. I'm talking about giving back, making mm-hmm. a difference, making an impact on society and life.
But there's nothing wrong with a boat.
No. My wife and I just bought a farm,
yeah, right? Get the boat.
We just followed one of our biggest dreams we've had in forever. But
there should be some incentive for being in business for yourself.
Absolutely.
And if you're not experiencing that, I think that's the passion we
exactly
share here.
Right. Exactly right.
Let's go get it done.
Hell yeah. And just think, what difference, and imagine if all your closest friends were kicking ass at life and making so much money that you guys could actually change and influence the world. I mean, I don't care what your passion is, helping the homeless, helping veterans, helping dogs, whatever it is. If all of your friends were as passionate about making money, think what they could do with that money to help that particular cause. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It would just be game changing for individuals out there. And most people just have all, they believe all the crap they were taught mm-hmm. growing up. Mm-hmm. And dude, it's just so wrong.
And it's so limiting. And
absolutely.
It's very, very limiting. And that's true. In my marketing experience, what I recognized from companies all across the board were CEOs, C-level executives, managers,
right.
marketing managers, people, business owners that would say, wow, you know what? I love that you're doing that. If I had the time, I'd do that. Boy, if I had the money, I'd do that. But
if I had the courage.
Yeah. Well, then you probably heard that more than I did.
Right.
But I saw so many of these other things. And then when I began to volunteer and work in the prison system, I got to see the other attitude. But geez, if there's programs that work, Donnie, there's programs that
Absolutely.
Work to support veterans. There's programs that work to support the reduced recidivism.
Absolutely.
There's programs that work that end sex slavery. There's things that work out there. And if they work, why aren't they everywhere? Because they don't have the hands and they don't have the money, and that's exactly what your business can provide.
Absolutely, right? You can actually be that funding source for them and take that level of passion and help them go to the next
mm-hmm.
level. Right?
Solve some problems.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like you've taken your business and you've gotten it here and you've scaled your business up. Now imagine if you were doing that for passionately for a project you really gave a shit about besides just doing it for your business. And one slipped out. Did you hear that? Right? I told you it's going to happen. Right? Every time I get fired up.
We're not afraid of you.
No.
Bring it, Donnie.
It'll get worse. Right? But that's the truth, is if you'll just get after it and do that thing that just drives the hell out of you, then you can do just so many amazing freaking things. I mean, imagine if you're sitting in your company and you're doing something that you absolutely haven't, you know, delegated out to somebody because you don't think they can do it better than you. I promise you, if you get that crap off your plate and do the things you're passionate about in your business, you will scale your business to the level you actually thought you were going to do when you first started it in the first place, right? But you've got to become that internal badass. You've got to see that. I love telling people they've got to become the person all their heroes already think they are. Right? Because all of us have these people that look up to us on a regular basis. And a lot of people have that thought process. I don't know why they keep looking up to me. I don't know why they see all this greatness in me. Well, who cares about the why? Just start believing it, right? Start buying into their hype, right? And they're your biggest fans. So let them cheer you on, because that's going to drive you to where you want to go in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And that why takes care of itself.
Exactly.
You
right.
know, it really does matter. So you're doing something called a badass journal. You want to tell our audience a little bit about
that?
It
was really close. So I have a book, ebook fixing to come out. It's called That's Not How You Journal, Jackass.
Oh.
Right.
I'm using my...
I've got her so riled up,
language.
She's saying badass instead of jackass, right? So here's what happened. It was one of my coaches, and I've had several coaches throughout my career. It was a time in my life where I was struggling. My sales were down. I was playing the "oh, woe is me" crap through my head. And, you know, that same sad song everybody has. And I went to my coach and I go, all right, what the heck? I use a lot stronger word, but I was like, what the heck? You know, why am I plateauing out? Why am I not just going big as hell? And he looked right back at me and said, are you journaling? And of course, I laughed at his ass. I'm like, dude, I'm not journaling. That's something little 12-year-old kids do. You like, who journals in this day and age? And he goes, well, what do you think of when you think of journaling? And I said, well, like I said, you know, it's something a 12-year-old little girl does, right? I'm not going to sit there and write poems and crap in a freaking paper book. And he looked right back at me and goes, that's not how you journal, jackass. And I looked right back at him. I said, if I ever write a book, that's what I'm titling it. So that's what I did. But it takes people through the journey of, you know, actually how to journal and be able to successfully keep doing it. You know, most people have these negative thoughts when it comes to journaling. You know, it's something a 12-year-old does, or it's not for me, it doesn't work, I can't stay consistent in it, or, you know, I don't know what to write down, I don't know what to say. This fixes all that. And the reason it does is because it's how I learned how to journal. I tried everything out there from, you know, doodle journals to all the big name stuff out there. I've tried apps, I've tried books, everything, and nothing seemed to get me to journal until one morning, all of a sudden, it just clicked. And since that day, I did things like I tripled my income, I bought the dream house and farm my wife and I have always wanted, and I started my own company, which was the biggest outcome of that whole thing is, you know, for 40 years of my life, I spent a lot of time making a lot of other people rich and growing their businesses. And all of a sudden, one morning while journaling, it just kind of all clicked. I'm like, what the hell am I doing, right? Why am I making somebody else more badass when I'm the guy who's badass in the first place? So I looked at my wife, pretty much said, hold my beer and watch this, right? And here we go. And that's how I ended up doing all this. But the ebook will be coming out.
I have
out.
To say, me too. Yes.
Right. But it's coming out. It should be out in the next couple of weeks on my website, which is donniebovine.com, and they'll spell that out somewhere for you. But along with that, you know, there's some bonus things and everything else that'll come with it. But I truly believe if you're not journaling, you will never see the level of success that you dreamed about as a kid, right? Because somewhere along the way, we start forgetting a dream anymore. We start forgetting a daydream.
Life gets in the way, and we start giving more credence to all the things that have happened to us rather than realizing those are just stair steps.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. So check it out. It'll come out on the website. There's a newsletter that goes out every week with it, you know, information on there and everything else. But it'll be a fun read. It's salty as hell, guys. So just be forewarned, it's written by a Marine. So all the fun language will be in there as well, all along the line. So,
Donnie, you hold nothing back.
No, I try not to.
Well, you know, it keeps it entertaining.
It does.
And I think if we are spending way too much time living in the perfect zone, it's one of the reasons that I enjoy talking with you and sharing your unique perspective, because those aren't things we're not thinking. Of course, you know what? So when we hear everything whitewashed all the time, sometimes it can get a little bit what's the word, mundane.
Exactly.
And you start missing those key points. And it's a little bit of shock value every once in a while can actually make a huge difference.
Well, I had a gentleman after a speech I did. He walked up to me and goes, well, I wasn't prepared for the profanity. And I said, well, I forewarned you before I started because I always start off with I'm a Marine, I'm going to cuss. And he actually looked at me. He goes, so tell me, why do you cuss? And I said, well, why do you think I cuss? And he goes, I think you think it's some sort of bravado ego thing. I said, no. I said, the reason I cuss and I just stay who I am is because now you listen, right? If I sugarcoat it, like you were talking about whitewashing it when I'm delivering a message to somebody that they need to hear, for some reason, the extra level of profanity gets them to go, damn, I need to listen to that because that's real. That's raw. That's just the straight passion coming from him. And it's not some covered up fluff that he read out of a book or not some sort of BS that he's trying to, you know, earn your dollar. He's giving you real relevant information. He just may say ass and crap and all the other freaking words out there. Well, I caught it.
Yeah, got it. Well, I learned my own lessons about profanity. I told you that I my father was Navy, my daughter's a Marine, so I'm exposed to a little bit of this stuff. And you know, I've heard it before. As a young single mother, I was very concerned that raising three boys, that they would not, that I didn't want them ever going to someone else's home and hearing something and being the whiny butts about it. So I adopted that perspective, and I started noticing the if I cussed, I got their attention.
Right.
For me and in my personal experience, that did not bode well. After about 2 years, I realized I had trained my children and spent the rest of our time learning how to go the opposite direction. So it might work in business, but I don't recommend it in your family.
I don't recommend
it in your family at all. Because after a while, they got to where they didn't listen to those languages.
Absolutely.
And it just made me louder. But I'll tell you what, I really appreciate what you're bringing to the table. I really appreciate knowing that I'm sharing an authentic, brilliant sales master, and not just sales, but just the way you go through the course of business.
Thank you.
You've got strategy, you've got structure. It makes total sense. And if you sit there and listen to Donnie for any period of time or go through his coursework, you'll see that it makes a lot of sense to start looking at what's going on in your business here to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. And you go, oh, maybe I just didn't take that before, because it's probably been spoken to you before.
Right.
But it probably just didn't sink in. So I tell you to go take a look at what he's doing at DonnieBovine.com. That's DonnieBovine.com.
Well done. Well done.
Donnie, do you have a number you'd like to share with us?
Sure. You can also email me at Donnie@DonnieBovine.com. That's DonnieBovine. And my cell phone, I don't mind giving it out. Feel free to call me. It's 817-709-3886. Even if you just got a quick, you know, question on, hey, I'm trying to do this, or I'm struggling with this, or I'm trying to get past that, feel free to reach out at any given time. I don't mind. My wife calls my cell phone my electronic leash because it's always attached to me somewhere and I can't ever get too far away. So, but yeah, feel free to call me at any point to help out. You know, and also you can look on my website. You can see what the speaking engagements I have coming up. Follow my newsletter. All those are there as well.
Mm-hmm. I get your newsletter and I like it.
Yeah,
I do. I like it.
Good.
And I share it.
At least one person reads
it. Yeah, I read it. I like it. And I wanted you to know he's got a vibrant Twitter and YouTube. So get involved with that
Instagram
if you want
too.
A little.
I'm getting all new age now.
Yeah. Well, you want a little taste of what's going on here. Before you call him up, you'll be able to find that information. And I think you'll agree with me that it's pretty stellar stuff. So thank you, Donnie. I appreciate
Absolutely.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Go kick ass in life.
You know what? No doubt. We can rebuild American business influence locally, nationally, and abroad. We can do it, but it's going to take you looking at your business at a total another level. Until next time, this is Susan Hamilton. You've been watching Offbeat Business TV and the Offbeat Business Show on OBBM Radio Dallas.
You've been listening to the Offbeat Business Show. Find our lineup, podcast, magazine, event calendar, and sponsor information, even our membership directory, all available on the Offbeat Business app or at offbeatbusiness.com. Download the Offbeat Business app today. You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.